We use our phones for everything. We text, we email, we Snapchat, we Facebook, we listen to music. Maybe once or twice a month we use it for a phone call, unless you're under 27, then you don't even know it has a phone function on it. We also use it for things like banking and investing, many of us. But how satisfied are Canadians with their investment firm's mobile app? The J.D. Power Self-Directed Investor Satisfaction Study revealed investment firms don't hit the mark when it comes to their investors' mobile experience. Mike Foy is Senior Director of the Wealth Management Practice at J.D. Power, and he joins us now to tell us more about the study. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Why do a study like this? Why is that an important thing to research?
Well, so this is a study that J.D. Power does that really tries to understand more holistically about investors' satisfaction with their brokerage firms. So we really look at all aspects of the experience they have, whether it's the website, a call center experience, their satisfaction with their statement, the fees they pay. But one of the things that we've started to pay a lot more attention to is the mobile experience. As you said, it's become a much more important part of consumers' lives. And so we've started to take a deeper dive about how they feel about the mobile experience they're having from their investment providers.
And the most important reader of this research, if I'm correct, is the companies that the investment firms that offer these apps and these websites and those sorts of things. Is that fair?
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, obviously, we try to provide some transparency for the individual consumer or investor to understand who's doing a good job and who's not. But yes, our research is also used by the firms in order to understand more about how their consumers feel, how they're performing relative to their competitors, and really where they should focus their efforts to improve their customer experience.
So the people at BMO InvestorLine are high-fiving themselves because they came out on top in your survey, correct?
That's exactly right.
They Why? Did, yeah. What did they do that had them shine above?
So they did a number of things well. So again, as I mentioned, the survey is very sort of robust and holistic in terms of the different areas of the investor experience that we look at. Specifically with BMO InvestorLine, there's a couple of things that they do particularly well. So they scored very highly on areas like products and services offerings, information resources, investment performance, channel interaction. So really, by and large, they had a very strong showing across most of the aspects of our study.
How do you determine what the variables are that consumers can vote on? And I ask because I am a huge believer in the magic of behavioral economics. And in some ways, financial services firms are embracing that thinking, even though it's decades old. And in some cases, they really are not. But I think consumers, investors have a hard time. They wouldn't be able to articulate, wow, they helped me save more tomorrow based on Thaler. They wouldn't be able to articulate that. How would apps that are great at the BE side, how would satisfaction show up for them?
So, I mean, specifically with respect to apps, I mean, we look at a number of things about not only we ask them how satisfied were they with the app experience, but we also ask them about different transactions they performed on the app and how satisfied they were with those transactions compared to performing them in other channels, right? So we ask them not only about trade execution, but also about things like reviewing your account history, managing a stock watch list, transferring funds, paying bills, making deposits, and really looking at not only what are they doing, what kind of functionality are they using, but what areas are providing positive experiences relative to alternative channels that they could use for those things, like the website or like, going into a branch or picking up the phone to do them.
The study found that investors seem to be getting more fee sensitive when choosing a firm. And at the same time, there's a need for greater fee transparency. What else would you say you infer from your study on the fee topic?
Yeah, so I think the transparency issue is a big one. You know, that's gotten a lot of attention within the industry over the past 3 years because of CRM2 and a lot of disclosure requirements. What we've kind of been tracking in our studies in Canada is that despite all the industry attention, most clients really haven't noticed anything different from their firms. And the number of clients that say they completely understand their fees has really been flat or at best increasing very modestly. So there's still a huge opportunity, I think, for firms to better educate their clients on what they're paying and the value they're getting for what they're paying. We find that when clients really understand, they're much more satisfied with their fees and they're much more satisfied ultimately with their provider. And as you say, I mean, we do see fees are a big driver of firm selection, particularly among, you know, more active traders and among younger investors that we see increasingly open to looking at alternative providers for investments and not simply defaulting to stay with their retail banking provider.
You are based in New York City. J.D. Power does lots of different research in lots of different areas. How does Canada compare? So if you were to talk about these satisfaction results in the context of others that you have done in the U.S. in particular, are we good or not so good? I think Canadians love to say that we pay more for telecom, we pay more for mutual funds, and we don't have an expectation that our apps are particularly competitive globally. What does the research say?
Yeah, so I think we do see a lot of the same broad trends in the U.S. as in Canada. I think that obviously it's a bit of a different competitive landscape with the banks in Canada being dominant players across financial services, looks a little bit different in the U.S. As far as the mobile experience specifically, though, with the exception of a few outliers in the U.S., generally speaking, I'd say that the U.S. and Canada in wealth management, at least, are in a pretty similar place, which is trailing what other industries are doing from a mobile experience perspective and really having a lot of catching up to do in terms of meeting their customer expectations when it comes to mobile.
Well, maybe your study will be a prompt, and we'll all thank you for it down the line. Mike, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Mike Foy, Senior Director of the Wealth Management Practice at J.D. Power. He was here to talk about a recent study that they have fielded on self-directed investor satisfaction.